Our Aching Conscience, Moral Injury and the Work That Reconnects, by Molly Brown. Honoring our pain for the world in an interconnected world includes honoring the pain of moral injury that we all share, consciously or not. Here's how the Moral Injury Project at Syracuse University defines and describes moral injury. Quote, moral injury is the damage done to our conscience or moral compass when we perpetuate, witness, or fail to prevent acts that violate our moral beliefs, values, or ethical codes of conduct. Moral injury breaks the spirit. It makes people question their ability to do the right thing and leaves them contaminated with the feeling that they're bad, disgusting, or beyond redemption. They may feel that they have an evil twin living inside. Moral injury often leads to self-harm. People turn to alcohol, drugs, and self-isolation to avoid the pain of their feelings. End quote. Military service people have suffered moral injury in wars and military actions for centuries, but only recently has this wounding been recognized as distinct from post-traumatic stress syndrome, although it can accompany PTSD, and is needing spiritual healing. This is an issue so close to my heart. The harm we do collectively when we send soldiers off to war into situations where they have to violate their moral values to follow orders or survive. Are we not then complicit in the moral injury they suffer? Many indigenous cultures recognize moral injury, calling it by other names. They recognize when a member has fallen out of harmony and needs to be restored through ceremony, chanting, drumming, and community support. The Moral Injury Group at the Philadelphia Veterans Administration Medical Center offers a 12-week program that works with veterans, both individually and in group sessions, to help them explore the moral and spiritual dimensions of the military experience and appropriately address moral and spiritual pain and struggle. In today's world, we all live within systems of oppression, racism, exploitation, extraction, and consumption that likely violate our deepest moral values if we allow ourselves to take it in. Understanding the concept of moral injury can reveal how many of us, both soldiers and civilians, are suffering moral injury by witnessing, and in some cases, participating in, acts of violence and oppression that disrupt our moral compass. When we learn about the many environmental assaults going on today, do we suffer moral injury? The water protectors engaged in civil disobedience at the Line 3 pipeline in Minnesota have been subject to, quote, harm compliance, end quote, by police, who inflict extreme pain and injury on peaceful protesters to force them to give up. I believe all parties involved, water protectors, police, journalists, and other observers, are likely suffering moral injury as a result. In the work that reconnects, as we honor our pain for the world, let's explore ways we can bring moral injury into awareness and into practices like the Truth Mandala. Simply explaining the concept may be liberating for people, giving them a name for an inchoate feeling they've carried within them. Offering community support for talking about the moral injury they've suffered can be a first step to healing. We can also design community healing rituals to help everyone feel at home, once again, in the family of all beings. There's two references, the Moral Injury Project at Syracuse University and the Moral Injury Group at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Philadelphia. Thank you.